Good afternoon, and thank you for the introduction. I wish to talk to you today about some replacement crops following a failed cotton stand. Every year the question comes up, I've lost my cotton stand for whatever reason and need to replant to another crop because it's too late to replant the cotton. What can I plant? And in North Carolina, those two crops are typically grain sorghum and soybeans. Well, at that point, the question becomes, I've applied this pre-herbicide. Can I still replant to one of those crops? How long do I need to wait, and will tillage help before planting those crops? We initiated some research this year to help address those questions. In North Carolina, we typically recommend 6 pre-herbicides for cotton production alone or in combination. And of those 6, we're fairly confident with 4 of them what they will do to grain sorghum or soybeans. Warrant would be safe on both of them. Prowl or Reflex would be safe on soybeans, but not the sorghum, and Staple would cause significant injury to both of those. That leaves Cotteran and Direx that we're kind of unsure about on what the effects would be on grain sorghum or soybean. Cotteran and Direx both have long plant back restrictions on the label, 9 months for Cotteran and between 9 and 12 months for Direx. However, we do know of some growers that have success. Planted soybeans behind Cotteran, but we do not know of any such anecdotal evidence following a Direx application or planting sorghum behind either one of those crops. There have been 2 previous studies to address this issue. Jackson et al. Working on a loam or silt loam soil in Tennessee found that soybean or sorghum planted, they addressed it by planting soybeans 3, 6, or 9 weeks after a Cotteran application and disc prior to the soybean planting. As you would expect, the soybean injury decreased and the effects on the soybean decreased as the interval increased between pre-application and planting. With a 3-week delay, soybean stand was reduced in 3 of 5 trials and yield was reduced in 4 of the 5 trials. But once you get out to that 9-week delay, stand and yield were reduced in only 1 of the 5 trials. They also found that sorghum were more tolerant of Cotteran residues than the soybean. With only a 3-week delay, they saw no sorghum stand reduction in 4 trials, and sorghum yield was reduced in only 1 of the 4 trials. And at 6 or 9 weeks planting delay, they found no stand or yield reduction in any of the trials. Sharp et al. Conducted a similar study on silt loam soils in Arkansas, and they found that soybean yield was reduced in 1 of 2 years if planted 30 days after a Cotteran application, and they also saw less soybean response with Direx than with the Cotteran. They also found less of an impact following planting the soybeans no-till as compared with disking prior to planting. Both of those studies have been conducted on finer textured soils than those of typical southeast cotton production, so we wanted to determine the impacts of Cotteran and Direx on soybean and grain sorghum planted on the more coarse textured sandy soils typical of the southeast. We had 2 locations for each grain sorghum and soybean during 2013. We had both crops planted at Lewiston on a Goldsboro sandy loam, soybeans planted at Rocky Mount on a Norfolk loamy sand, and sorghum planted at Jackson Springs on a Cander sand. Our Lewiston location was planted on 36-inch rows, and our Rocky Mountain Jackson Spring location were on 15-inch rows. We set the study up in a split block design with 4 reps. Tillage was our whole block, planting date subplot, and herbicides our subplot. Our plot sizes varied between 12 and 20 feet depending on location, and were 84 feet long. Our herbicides were Cotteran at 1 quart per acre, Direx at 1.5 pints, or no pre-cotton herbicide. Our planting delays were 3, 6, or 9 weeks after the pre-application, and we planted the crops no-till and following double disking. These are the varieties of soybean and sorghum we planted. We applied prefix following the soybean planting and sorghum or bicep 2 magnum after the sorghum planting in order to reduce weed pressure later in the season. 2013 was an unusual year for rainfall. We applied the pre's in late April And in the 5 days following the pre-application, we had between 0.6 and 3.1 inches of rain. The month of May was fairly fairly typical of North Carolina rainfall, but June and July were both much higher than normal. Our data collection included visual injury at 3 and 6 weeks after planting. However, I'm only presenting the 3 week data today. We conducted a stand count 6 weeks after planting and grain yield at the end of the season. Our stand counts were converted to a percentage of the no herbicide check within a tillage and planting delay, and we subjected data was subjected to ANOVA and mean separated using Fisher's protected LSD at a p-value of 0.05. We did have some treatment by location interactions, so our locations are presented individually. Starting with the soybeans. For soybean injury, we had no interaction by tillage. However, at both locations, we had more injury with disking compared to the no-till plot. And to set the graph up, it's percent injury on the y-axis with our location and treatment on the x-axis. We did have a planting delay by herbicide interaction with much more injury at Rocky Mount than Lewiston. And at both locations, the Cotteran caused greater injury to the soybeans at the 3 week planting delay than the Direx. We did not see this injury at the 6 or 9 week planting delay. We saw no interaction by herbicide for soybean stand, but there was a main effect of herbicide. At Rocky Mount, both herbicides reduced our soybean stand, while at Lewiston, only the Cotteran reduced the stand. We saw no interaction by tillage and no difference among treatments for soybean stand when looking at tillage. And at Rocky Mount and Lewiston, they were fairly uniform across the board. Saw no interaction by tillage, but there was a main effect of tillage on soybean yield at both locations with 12 to 16% greater yield in the no-till plots compared to the disc plots. We saw no interaction by herbicide, but we did have a main effect of herbicide at our Rocky Mount location. And on the left side of the graph, you can see the Cotteran reduced the yield as well as the Direx when compared to the no herbicide plot. While at the Lewiston location, neither herbicide reduced the yield. We had no interaction by planting delay, but there was a strong main effect of planting delay at both locations. With each successive planting, the 6 and 9 weeks, we had about a 25% reduction in yield with each of those planting dates. In order to look at the overall pictures, I've plotted yield over planting delay and herbicide averaged across both locations and planting. You can see that the yields were greater at the 3 week planting, even though we did have the increased injury at that planting date, and they decreased with each successive planting delay. We did not have a lot of response with our sorghum. With the sorghum injury at the 3 week planting delay for Lewiston and Jackson Springs, we did not have any injury with the 6 or 9 week planting delays, but there was some injury at the 3 week planting delay, although the maximum injury we saw was only 2.5%, and it was greater with Direx compared to the Cotteran plots. We did not have any effect on our sorghum stands at either location. Our sorghum yields at Lewiston, we had a main effect of planting delay, but there was no interaction with the planting delays. The 3 and 6 week plots were very similar yields, with the 9 week being much lower, mostly due to a maturity issue and an early frost that we experienced at that location. We had a tillage by herbicide interaction at our Jackson Springs location for sorghum yield. There was no differences among the no-till plots for the no herbicide Cotteran or Direx, but there was a decrease in the yield with the disc plots on the for the Cotteran treatment. In conclusion, soybean and sorghum were more sensitive to Cotteran than Direx. As far as tillage, we saw no benefit, although sometimes there was more injury with the tillage. Soybeans were more sensitive to Cotteran and Direx than the sorghum, but there was no yield impact if planted 3 weeks after Direx or 6 weeks after Cotteran. There was little injury with Cotteran or Direx on our sorghum, and there was no yield impact planting 3, 6, or 9 weeks after Direx. And Cotteran did reduce the yield, but that was independent of planting delay. For future research, we hope to repeat these trials in 2014 in hopes of getting a little different weather conditions, hopefully potentially a drier year to see what that will show. We're planning to include break F2 at the expected label rates this year, which is a premix of fluridone and fomestifen. And if previous research from North Carolina holds up, we expect it to be safe on the soybeans, but not so much on the, potentially not as safe on the sorghum. If there's time, I will take any questions. Yes, sir.
Say your Cotteran and Direx rates again, please.
They were our rates for Cotteran and Direx. They were 1 quart for Cotteran and 1.5 pints for Direx.
You showed a decreasing yield with time after destruction of the cotton crop. And that, what was the main driver for that reduction in yield?
It was just, the question was, what was the main driver in our decrease in yield with the 6 and 9 weeks compared to the 3 weeks? And we believe that was just planting later into the season and you typically receiving lower yields with a later planting date.
Questions? Thank our speaker.